All right, good evening, friends and family. We're here. It's Monday night, and I truly hope that you've made it a marvelous Monday and excited that we are here to join in another Sunday Morning Breakfast Live, Sunday Morning Breakfast Raw Call, where we get the raw word and just get to share in the message this week as we've been talking about if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. So let's go ahead and get this call started with our leader, Mr. Pelias Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Great, thank you.
Yeah. So I do welcome everybody to the call as we further discuss if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Tonight we're coming from the natural aspect. Now, if you want to, make sure you log on to Facebook.com and go to Pelias M. Carr. Okay, we'll be going live in a few seconds here. But before we do that, Ms. Tiana, do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Sure. Good evening, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this just amazing opportunity to just share and fellowship with one another and to just worship you, dear Lord. We are grateful that you've given us this opportunity to talk on this topic, because if loving you, Lord, is wrong, then you don't want to be right. We are thankful for this platform and the technology that you provided so that we can share this word with one another, well, no matter where we are. And we're grateful for our leader for bringing this to fruition. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. All right. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Is Mr. DJ there, Miss Tiana?
Yes, sir. Good
yes,
evening,
sir.
Mr. DJ.
How are you?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Doing wonderful, man. So what you got to say about this topic this past week? What was your week in review?
This week in review kind of brought me back to two stories, and even in my own daily life, I had a discussion about what's real and what's not real and what's fact and fiction. And I said, Lord, have mercy. There it is again, that if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. We need to take that kind of attitude, that type of mentality when it comes to God. And you, before you disagree, you can say, well, easier said than done. But no, I'm going to remind you of two people. One of them was Job. Job's own wife told him to curse God. She told him to give up, just curse God and get all this over with. And he basically looked at her like, hey, woman, you foolish. You know, right. No, I'm not getting ready to do that. Job went through everything. He had lots of things stripped of him. And what she didn't know was that God even allowed him to go through those trials and tribulations, because he was saying, have you tried my servant Job?
Right.
He was basically, I don't want to say bragging, but that was his, that he was saying, hey, have you tried him? He's one of my best. And he couldn't crack him. The devil couldn't crack him at all. And then the best example of if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? King Nebuchadnezzar said, you will bow down to me. You're going to bow down to my God. And they said no. Basically, no in so many words, but put some oomph on the no. And so he said, well, if you don't do that, basically, you're going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you in this fiery furnace. So now either you serve or you die. They was like, deuces. Okay. We're gone. We out of here. Put us in the doggone fiery furnace. But we are not bowing down to worship your idol God. We know of one God that sits high and looks low. And it made the king so mad that he heated the furnace seven times hotter than what it normally is. It was said that it was so hot it burned the guards that put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know not one sweat, not one hair was touched as long as they was in that furnace? They were checking on them and checking on them. They was in there singing. Then they said they could swore it was four people. He said, didn't we put three of them in there to cook them, to kill them? He said, yeah, but the fourth one looks like an angel. They in there praising their God. So this king finally bowed down and said, he fell to his knees and said, oh, Lord, please forgive me. Praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What am I saying? I'm saying if we have that type of mentality, that type of attitude, one thing, you can't disprove God. You cannot disprove God, no matter how you try. Faith is something you can't prove. You can tell somebody all day long they're not a tree. If they believe they're a tree, then they're a tree. You're not going to shake them with that. And you have to have that type of faith in God. If you believe that's your Father, then you need to act like it. You need to represent it. And don't let nobody shake you from that. So that's what I've gathered from this week, is that if that's your daddy, you ought to show some signs. And you need to have that kind of faith.
I got you. All right. Y'all heard it here first. Okay. And I'm about to go ahead and go live, y'all. So if you get a chance, go ahead and log on to live, because we're starting live now. Okay. So, again, for everybody that's on the phone line, we're talking about if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. All right? Miss T.I.
But we're going to get to it.
I love the topic. Okay. I honestly love the topic because it explores so many different options, Mr. DJ. We can look at it from the point of people loving us loving them, you know, but what is this thing called love? A lot of times we think that love is blind, that love is ignorant, that is stupid. Love can make you go crazy. So how you doing, Miss Katina? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. So we logging on to live. Now, how you doing, Miss Arlene, Miss Lakeisha, Miss Kimberly? Hey, how are you? That's my singer, Tay. How you doing, Miss Alicia and Miss Inga and Dana? Danya, is that right? Miss Brittany? Mr. Sellers, how are you? How you doing, LaTanya and Tanya and Nidra? Okay. Yeah, you ready for it? She said, let's go. Miss Arlene said, let's go, Mr. DJ. What's going on, Miss Erica? All right, how you doing, Miss Moore, Miss Tamara? How are y'all? Okay. So, y'all, let's get it. How you doing, Miss Joyce? Okay. So, y'all ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it, okay. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. How you doing, Miss Janice? Okay. Miss Alicia, how are you? Well, we got our first email question. How you doing, Miss Clarissa? Okay, so we're
going to
go to that first email question. What we got,
Miss Tiana? Sure. My love for God is challenged every day. My family is always questioning, why am I reading the book? Why do I go to church? Why am I no longer hanging out with them? I don't have the luxury to leave home, yet the negative energy around me tempts me to drown these things from my past. What's the best way to stay focused on this relationship I'm building with God and not get caught up in this environment that I'm living in?
Well, that's a long question.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, I know who that came from. All right, the question says, my love for God is challenged every day. As everybody's love for God is challenged. If it doesn't challenge you, how would you know where it stands? Let me ask this question to everybody out there. Do you think that love should be challenged?
Yeah.
If somebody say they love you, should it be challenged? If you love someone, is it going to be challenged?
Mm-hmm.
So my love for God is challenged every day, of course it is. As a matter of fact, God would throw it your way. He said, Satan, take this out. Have you tried my faithful servant Job?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see it?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Right. Have you tried my faithful servant Job? Because he's going to allow it to happen. Family is always questioning why I'm reading the book. Why do I go to church? That's fine. They have the right to question that. Why I no longer hang out with them. I don't have the luxury of leaving home, yet the negative energy around me tempts me to drown in the things from my past. What is the best way to stay focused on my relationship with God and not get caught up in this environment? How you doing, Ms. Lumar and Ms. Tara? Tori, what's going on? Ms. Shabri, how are you? Ms. Cynthia, Ms. Brenda? That's great. Okay, how you doing, Tracy and Ms. Tiffany? Okay, we good. Y'all, how you doing, Ms. Neal? Ms. Jennifer, how are you? Mr. Stevenson, how you doing? Is that Ms. Stevenson? Ms. Stevenson, I'm sorry. So, y'all, we talking about if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. So when you're trying to focus on God, how do you get rid of the negative environment of people, family, friends, whatever may be around you? How do you not get caught up in the environment? Mr. DJ, real quickly, how do we not get caught up in the negative environment? You know, we're trying to stay focused on loving God, and, you know, a lot of times when we love God, people view us as wrong. Are you willing to strip yourself of the relationship with God just to please people? What's going on? How we do this?
No, sir. The best way that I can think of is birds of a feather flock together. So if you got anything negative or counterproductive to what you believe in, you have to distance yourself. You can't be an eagle hanging around buzzards. So if you fly, and if you notice, eagles fly together. They don't fly with vultures and buzzards. So there's some people out there who don't believe, then you need to leave them where they are. You know, you can pray for them, but don't hang with them, you know.
Okay. Mr. Marcel say hang around positive people. Ms. LaTanya say continue to stand for what is right by staying in the Word. Remain committed to God and surround yourself with like-minded people. Much prayer, much power. How you doing, Ms. Shiren and Ms. Harden? How are you? Ms. Smoot, so how are you doing? Okay, Ms. Kenyatta and Pamela. So, y'all, this is real. Because a lot of times we are faced with some difficult tasks. When you love something, especially, have y'all ever noticed when you get in a relationship, every time you get in a relationship, if it's serious, that all your past stuff comes back right in front of your face. You ever notice? So you got a whole bunch of negativity that people try and bring up from your past to disrupt your present and definitely to get you off course with your future.
Yes, y'all indeed.
Okay. Ms. Jennifer says, I would rather please God than people. I have never been a person to hang around buzzards. All they do is gossip. All right, now, how you doing, Mr. Keisha? Y'all with me? So this is real.
Yes, sir.
When you're trying to say, see, with this topic, if love you is wrong, I don't want to be right, we got to be careful when we say this. We got to be in the level of where we're ready to commit to whatever it is we say we love.
Amen.
You got to be at a level you're ready to commit. Okay? So we're not going to, you know, exclude God, but let's step into the natural. When somebody say they love you no matter what and they're willing to be wrong with you, what are they saying? They're saying right or wrong, it doesn't matter how people view you, I'm going to ride with you all the way through. You understand? See, one would say it this way, Mr. DJ. Y'all listen to this, okay? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. A lot of people say, especially parents that tell their children, tell me the truth so that I can lie for you. You know, that's what they'll say, right? But if you don't know the truth, how can I even go forward?
That's the truth.
I follow
that's
me?
Right.
For instance, y'all, even with an attorney, what's your relationship with an attorney? If you have an attorney, it's best that you tell the attorney the truth so that they can maneuver around whatever else it is. But if the attorney goes before the judge knowing half of it, how can they properly represent you? So when you're in a relationship, loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, shouldn't you know the full scale of what's going on first? Because if you don't know the full scale of what's going on, I cannot properly love you the way that I want to.
Right.
Y'all see it?
Yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Very important. How you doing, Mr. Mika? What's going on, Tor? Nikki, how are you? Okay, Ms. Antoinette. So, y'all, this is important now. This is important. So when we say if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, to what extent? To what extent are we willing to say, hey, hold on, all bets are off? Because I think everybody has what we call a level of breaching.
Mm. Come on.
We don't go beyond that level. We're all bets are off. What is it that you would do? Let's say, for instance, women on live and on the phone. Let's go there for a second, Mr. DJ.
All right.
What is your breaking point? Not your pet peeve, What is the breaking point like? What is it? Like, you can love that man, and you don't care what people say, but what would stop you from loving him? What is the disconnect? What when all bets are off, what is it? What is the deal breaker? What's going on, Melvin? Ms. Tamika, how are you? Ms. LaTanya said openness and transparency is vital. What is the deal breaker? Ms. Tiana say lies, cheating, lies. And Ms. Jennifer say when you cheat on me, okay. So what is the deal breaker in relationship? Because we go into the relationship and we say, I'm not letting go. I'm staying married. I'm getting married once, and that's it. I'm not getting married again. What is the deal breaker? How you doing, Ms. Rhonda, Ms. Bethany, and Ms. Danielle? What is the deal breaker? When do we say, you know what, I just can't overlook that. I'm done. Mr. DJ, what is your deal breaker?
My deal breaker is when you are not a believer in God.
Okay.
I mean, so that kind of everything else falls under that.
Okay.
You're not a godly woman.
Okay. All right. What's going on, Gerald? How you doing, Ms. Ivy? Danielle, what'd you say? Drug addiction is a deal breaker. Okay. That's real. But we don't have to be so super spiritual. What is that deal breaker? Ms. Danielle said drug addiction. Ms. Arlene said if he tries to interfere with our walk with God. Okay. That's a deal breaker. Ms. Belvin, how are you? What is the deal breaker in relationships? Because that deal breaker is going to open up a whole can of worms now.
Yeah.
Ms. LaTanya said physical abuse. Okay. Ms. Tamika said not being honest. Okay. Not being honest. Ms. Tay says abuse, disrespect, cheating. All right. Ms. Latricia says, Ms. Darlene. Ms. Jennifer said when you try and look beyond their faults, but you get fed up with their lies. Okay. So one deal breaker for me, let me say, a deal breaker would be disrespect. How you doing, Ms. Krista? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, I can love you. But see, when the disrespect happens, I'm done. How you doing, Ms. Joyce? The disrespect, I'm going to tell you why I say disrespect. Because see, when someone disrespects you, they essentially know who they are disrespecting. In other words, I know this bothers you, and I know that it bothers, I'm going to do it anyway. I can talk to you horribly. I don't have to consider your feelings. I don't have to consider how you think about it. You know, I'm going to blatantly disrupt who you are. So disrespect to me is a deal breaker. I mean, it's totally, that's when they totally have no regard for who you are. And if somebody cannot respect you, how then can you in turn love them?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Kimberly said disrespect mentally and physically, okay? Ms. Rhonda said physical and mental abuse. Tori says disrespect at what level? Okay, oh, at what level? All right. The level of disrespect that I'm talking about, Tori, is it could be mental. It could be the point of, especially when you're in a relationship with someone, you know, in relationships, Mr. DJ, you know, when you have a husband and a wife and a wife and a husband, you're supposed to put the spouse, before yourself. So disrespect in the sense that you don't care what they have to say. You don't care how it affects you. You don't care what they think. You do what's best for you and not them, that type of disrespect. You know, that means you'll start talking to them badly. You'll actually talk. Mm-hmm. If you're a man, you'll talk to women when you know they don't like you talking to women. I'm talking about you know, purposely trying to flirt with the women in front of them, stuff like that. Okay?
Right.
So that type of disrespect where you are not regarded in any way, shape, or form. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Janet? Jeanette, I'm sorry. GG, how are you? Okay, Ms. Hilton, how are you? Okay, y'all with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Kimberly said talking the vulgar language. Okay, all right. That's a deal breaker. Okay, so when we talk about if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, man, that's a deal breaker. Okay, that's relationship-wise, right? Husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend. Let's get to the other type of relationship, if you don't mind. I have a question, okay? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. At what point in time, this is interesting right here, How long do I have any candy? I don't have no candy. How long do we be a sucker for the people we love, namely family?
Until we learn better. Because we feel like we owe them something.
Because we feel like we owe family something. Because I believe that when we loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, we would go to the end of the earth for our family.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We would go to the end of the earth for our family. We would go up against God for our family, right? At what point, what is the deal breaker that your family would do to cause you to say, you know what, hold on. I love you, but I ain't stupid.
Right.
And you start to separate and sever ties. At what point is that, people?
For me, it's when I understood that that what they were doing was wrong.
Okay.
When I got my relationship stronger with God and had a clear understanding of, yeah, that's not right. What
right,
I thought was okay was not right.
Check this out. So you say when you got your relationship stronger with God. So let's take this back a little bit. Okay? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to talk super spiritual to where we miss what's going on.
Sure.
Y'all follow me? Okay.
Okay.
I'm saying that is because we'll say until I get our relationship right with God right now. But in reality, we don't bring God in, you know, when family start acting up, we don't be talking about God, they're trying to separate me. We don't talk like that. So let's talk real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk real talk. Let's not be, you know, give spiritually correct answers now. How you doing, Ms. Tracy? Ms. Tamara said verbal, mentally, and physically abused. Okay. Ms. Jennifer said, I have seen so many relationships where a woman won't let a man be a man, meaning a woman acting like she wears the pants and the man being a wimp. Okay. All right. Ms. Jennifer said, when your bank account is too low, that's when you got to sever ties with your family. Ms. Kimberly said, that's a loaded question. It takes a while for me, but when I'm done, I'm done. Exactly, Ms. Kimberly. How you doing, Ebony? Ms. Sharon. So my point is, with family, when do we sever ties with the foolishness? What is the deal breaker with family? Because we have deal breakers with relationships. It's easier to sever ties in a relationship than it is with family. Why is that?
Family, you feel like you're indebted to them, that you owe them something. You sever ties with family when you simply get mature and wiser, whether that be in the word. If either way it goes, it's going to come through the word, but you get wiser. You mature. You start learning, hey, that's not right.
Okay, you mature. So how you doing, Ms. Sharon? Ms. Kimberly said, Mr. DJ, when my life is in danger. Okay. Ms. Rhonda said, when you go out your way to help them and they act like you owe them, I guess. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Kimberly said,
well, you know,
the police.
You're getting abused. When you notice that you're getting used and abused, then that's when you stop. You be like, hold on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miss Carrie, how are you? Okay, Miss Sophia, how are you? Miss Danielle. Miss Latanya says when they are trying to be controlling and only focusing on what they can gain. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. When we talk about, what did you say, Miss Danielle? Okay, Ms. Danielle says she severs her ties with family at the point where forgiveness is out the window. All right. I can see that. Ms. Arlene says, when I get angry to the point about to lose control. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Tanette? Okay. Ms. Sharon says, because tradition is so intertwined within what family is and what they are. See, the thing is, we say blood is thicker than water, right? How you doing, Ms. Cassandra? And we literally take that literal when it comes to family. We take that literal. Okay? Blood is thicker than water. So we say, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. We essentially take that to family, and we will travel with that.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So how long should we be crazy, stupid, gullible with family? So here's the thing. See, this is where it's about to get interesting. Okay? That's right, Ms. Danielle. We are taught that blood is thicker than water. This is where it's about to get interesting. Man, y'all got to hear me and hear me good on this now. What if God, Lord, have mercy. Now, I'm talking to mature people, so don't take this out of context. What if God told you to sever ties with your family right now? Woo! See, somebody mad at me. I know, oh man, I know somebody mad with me. Because everybody getting quiet. How you doing, Ms. Eureka? Ms. Dora? What if, because see, people don't, what if God told you to sever ties with your family?
Bye.
Now, see, I'm glad I asked this question. Because if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. This is where it gets real interesting. Because,
mm-hmm.
see, we'll say that God would never tell us to do that. You sure about that?
Come on.
You sure about that? Miss Danielle said, give me the scissors. Sarah said, but sometimes blood ain't thicker than water. Miss Ebony said, it could be temporary so you can hear the voice of God. And Miss Ebony, it could be temporary, but what if it's not?
All right. Bye.
Miss Jennifer said, I would do what God says. There's a good reason for it, and you're right. Miss Jeanette said, sacrifice. Miss Janet, I'm sorry, said, sacrifice. Miss Tamika said, I know he knows best. Okay? Miss Kimberly says, my flesh wouldn't want to do that. You right, Miss Kimberly. I'm getting to the point of people. I want to talk to the flesh side. I don't want to talk to the holy side right now. I want to talk to the flesh side. All right, Miss Danielle, say obedience. All right. I just think it's trying to connect. They've been kicking me off, huh? The devil mad, but we're going to go forward anyways. Okay?
Yes.
So if God told you to sever ties, would you sever ties?
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Loaded, huh, people?
It is loaded. Yep. And it's harder to
go through. What's wrong with this? Marcel, tell him again. God told Abraham was about to kill his son.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Bear? Ooh-wee. Ain't that something?
Yes.
Is that yes, the obedience? How you doing, Miss Grayson? Miss Faye, how are you? Miss Tanette, what'd you say, Miss Tanette? Some of my family members I have done it with, okay, because we were not on one accord in our walk in life. Miss Latonya said most of our natural reactions would be no and try to play both sides of the fence, double-minded. Man, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Watch this. If God told you to sever ties with your family, oh, yeah, it's about to get interesting because now whoever you have your alliance with is who you will love. And see, if you love something, you start to obey it. Now you either obey God or you obey family.
Yes, indeed.
He told Abraham to sever ties with his son. Take your son up to the mountain and kill him. Y'all don't think that was severing ties?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
y'all, he told Matthew, come on, Peter, they were fishermen. They were fishermen. And God said, hey, leave your family and come follow me.
Yep.
The man who was following Jesus, he said, Father, Jesus, God, let me go bury my father. God told him, Jesus told him, let the dead bury the dead. Y'all don't hear me.
Come
if
on.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. See, when you truly love God, you're about to be tested. How do you know that love is strong until you test it?
Yes.
Y'all, we talked about this last night. Love is proven in the furnace of affliction. Love is proven in the furnace of affliction. You will not know that you truly love God until you stand the trial for God. In other words, when you are persecuted for his name's sake and you still maintain integrity, when you are talked about, abused, cheated on, and you still maintain integrity, a lot of times we only forgive people who we think deserve forgiveness. A lot of times we only forgive people who forgive us. But what about forgiving people who can't stand you and still do you wrong? See, this is how you know you love God, because I'm going to do what God say, not what they try and push me to do.
Amen.
Oh, my, my, my. I'm saying, though, because the Bible says, if you love me, you will obey me. If loving you, God, is wrong, I don't want to be right. A lot of people will call you stupid. They will call you crazy for pursuing God. In other words, they will call you out of your mind because of the way you do not react to life.
Yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Ms. Sean, Ms. Barbara, Ms. Steve? Y'all with me?
Yes.
Ms. Robin? So, y'all, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to. What'd you say, Ms. Arlene? I see you more than I see some of my family, they do too much. Okay? And it gets real. Okay? It gets real. Now, how many of us know that, ooh, can I go there for a second? Y'all not going to get mad at me, right? I ain't concerned about numbers being high. I don't care about that. We talking about God's word. We do what we do. Okay, let's go there. How you doing, Miss Natty? How many of us stay in relationships, whether it be a marriage or just a natural relationship, just because we've been in a relationship for a long time and we're familiar with that individual? Mr. DJ, how many relationships do you know where people should not be in the relationship, but that's their safety net and they stay anyway, and they use God as a catalyst and say, God told me to stay. But how God told you to stay and your integrity in him is being dwindled. In other words, why are you looking hurt every day? Why are you suffering? You're depressed. That is not of God. If it causes you to be defeated,
come
you
on.
Got to get that thing.
That's right.
Don't tell me God wants you to stay in a relationship and you know somebody's hurting you, whether they cheating, lying, disrespecting. Don't tell me God wants you to stay there and is messing up your relationship with him.
Right.
Not the case.
Marriages right now, talking about 11, you is wrong. I don't want to be right. I'm going to stick by that man. I'm going to stick by that woman. Well, let me tell you, you go ahead if you want to. Because with you sticking with somebody who you're not equally yoked to, you are messing up your relationship with God. Now, which one is it going to be? Which one is it going to be? Talking about Mr. Carr, I pray on it. You pray on what? What results are you getting? Prayer and supplication, not just prayer. See, we use prayer just like we use cooking. Just because, Lord have mercy, prayer is just like cooking. Just because you can cook don't mean that the meal is healthy. Just because you can pray don't mean that it reached God. Hello?
Oh.
I'm
going
to wait on this one now.
Come on.
Y'all with me?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Ms. Dominique and Ms. Darlene, Ms. Cal, Ms. Natty? So, y'all, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. To what extent? We give advice to everybody else, but don't give it to ourselves. Why are we still crazy? Why are we still being stupid? Why are we still being gullible for a man who's not close to God? Why are we still being foolish? Why are we still being tempted? Why are we still being devious for a woman who's not close to God? See, don't tell me you love God and the foolish person that you're with if they're not in God. You cannot walk with God and them at the same time if they're not in God.
Hmm. Amen.
And that's because it's because of a word called tradition, habit. Some of us think that we're in God, but we ain't doing nothing but following a tradition or a habit. That's
there
all
you go.
You've been used to, is going to church and, you know, that's about, or just say amen, and you don't really know why you're saying it, but you say it. Or you go
right.
Just because you're going, you ain't getting nothing from the message or the messenger or anything. So I'm just saying we got to be careful with that habit, because that's how some of us do. We love out of habit. We're creatures of habit.
That's
we
right.
Become creatures of habit. You know,
that's
we with
right.
That man or that woman, we've been with them 15 years, so no. I'm not going to turn around.
But you know what, Mr. DJ? That's an interesting point that you just brought up. Okay? Ms. Jennifer said, I have met people like that. How you doing, Ms. Teresa? Mr. DJ, that's an interesting point. You know how many people say, you know, well, I'm not giving up on the relationship, but the relationship then gave up on you. The relationship then gave up on you. You see? And they'll say, I'm staying because God won't be here. So God wants you to stay in a natural relationship to compromise your spiritual relationship. You know how many people, listen to me now. Some of you is wrong. I don't want to be right. You know how many people are willing to be wrong in front of eyes just to be, you know how many people are willing to be wrong in God's eyesight just to be comfortable in being right in front of natural man's or the flesh eyesight?
That's right.
In other words, You know how many people are still married that shouldn't be married because they don't want to disappoint mom and daddy, and they want the world to see that everything is all right, but they go home and they sleep in the opposite bedroom, or they sleep in the same
bed. Right.
Right. You know how many people just want to be right in the world's eyes but wrong in God's eyes? Because you can't be right in God's eyes and the world's eyes at the same time. It won't happen.
Come on.
It won't happen. So they live in the life of a lie, and they call it relationship.
You tell me.
They'll say, I don't work, he do all the work, and this is why I stay. So in other words, money is your master because it, the money ties. Because you said work, I don't work, he works. That means the only connection you have is money. That means you serving money?
Right. That's right. That's right. Even that, Mr. Carr, I was torn with that with church. I had been going to the same church over 30 years. And I love that church family. That's the one that I grew up in. But most men could probably relate to what I'm getting ready to say. Most men are not in the church that they grew up in. When you grow up, meaning as a little boy, you become a man because you're not really respected as a man. If you look at most men that are in churches, it's not the church that they grew up in as a little boy. If you've grown up in that same church, you've got a family and everything else like a wife, and you're still in that church. But most single guys, even most that have families, they don't grow up in that church. And then you get to feeling complacent. And so once you're feeling complacent, why are you still there? Because your mama still go there, your daddy, your sister, your family? No, that's not serving God. You don't go to church because of that. You have to go where God leads you to go.
It's tradition. Like you said, it's
right.
Tradition.
Exactly.
Mr. Marcel, what Marcel say, they in a situationship. How you doing, Miss Ebony? Miss Gigi say, it's because people are afraid of change. You right, Gigi. That's what Mr. DJ just said. People are afraid of change. So, Miss Tiana, what they'll do is they'll say, if loving you is wrong, I don't want, in other words, they'll take God's love and misconstrue it and give it away to the world, which never appreciates it. They love the man or the woman. They love the things of the flesh more than they love the things of God.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Because it's so funny how we'll stick with that man or that woman, but we won't stick with God.
You're right.
Tell the truth.
We'll be, boy, people say love is stupid and love is blind. No, it's not. Love is not stupid and love is not blind. No, love covers a multitude of sin, but make sure it's the love of God. But the love of God will have you looking wrong in the world's eyesight. Man, y'all got to hear me.
Come on.
We face where we're so comfortable where we don't want change. But the Bible says when you were a child, you spake and did as a child. But now that you're an adult, you put it. See, the thing is, change is good when you grow. But a lot of us have yet to grow. That's why we don't want change. We're okay with past relationship. Oh, I'm with him because that's my baby daddy. I've been with him for 8, 10, 15 years. Does it matter that you've been with somebody for 15 years? If they're not in God, what are you?
Uh-huh. Mm.
So you willing to go to hell with them? Oh, Mr. Carr, you judging? I'm not judging. The Bible says come out from amongst them. Who are the them that you should be separating from?
Right.
You judging then. See, you have to make a judgment call on what you hang around, what you interact and intertwine yourself with. Because if not, you'll be loving the wrong thing. And it'll be love for the world and love for what you desire and not what God wants you with. Miss Latonya said it. She said, Matthew 16:26. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world? Y'all know the rest, right? Miss Danielle, what'd you say? Miss Danielle said this, Miss Tiana. Self-preservation. While we light candles for others, who is lighting candles for us? All right. Now.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah,
definitely.
Huh?
Amen.
Miss Sharon say, I'd rather be alone with a puppy than be with someone who treats me wrong or do bad by me. All right, now. Huh?
Some of us, too, are trying to please the world and what's popular. same folk that grew up praying and saying the Bible verse every morning in school managed to allow us now not to have prayer in school.
Right.
I'm just saying, ain't no insane Christian people, you know, and I'm going to say us, even though I wasn't old enough to vote then, but I'm just saying, I'm going to say us. Why,
okay.
why isn't it back in school the way it should be? Why
right.
is it such a political thing? Ain't nobody, you know, really speaking up on it until what? Something happened. You look at the gun control and things that's going on now. You know, we should have been spoken up on certain things.
Darlene says some people are afraid to be alone, so they just settle. That's true. Some people don't want to be alone. But see, my thing is, Miss Darlene, I agree with you. I thought we had a relationship with God, so we should never be alone. But see, that's how I know we're not serious. So that's how I know our love for God is only through monetary value. Oh, my God. Our love for God is based on him being Santa Claus, giving us what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. Uh-oh, everybody quiet on that one, right? Huh?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yeah. Because we live in that microwave society, right? We want patience from God right now. Ms. Tamara says, some like to say for security purposes or just don't want to be by themselves. Okay. All right now. I know that's right. How you doing, Miss Bridget, Miss Shanna? Okay. Miss Ivy, you say you call it strongholds? I call it strongholds, too. Miss Annette says change is necessary. High five. It is necessary. Y'all, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. What is your love? What is your love? What does your love look like when it comes to God? Are you willing to be persecuted? Now, you know you're persecuted when people view you as wrong, right?
Yes.
Miss Jennifer said, true, I have a coworker like that, Mr. DJ. She's been going to her church since the 60s and would not go anywhere else. And her pastor is 90, a 90-year-old woman. Okay. Work for her. Okay. How you doing, Miss Moni? Y'all with me so far, though?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have a question, Mr. Clark.
You got it, Mr. DJ.
You mentioned Santa Claus, and that's very, very funny to me. I want to know at what point will the lie end, or will we let it end rather than stay in tradition? I mean, at first it was he comes down the chimney, because most houses back then had chimneys. Then we done got a little money. Everybody's house don't have a chimney. Now a lot of people have got apartments. I'm just saying, how long is this going to keep going on before true Christians stand up and tell the true meaning of Christmas?
Well, even Christmas and everything else.
Are we going to remain to be popular? Or are we going to, you know, tell the truth? We can't even honor the man on his birthday? Really?
Y'all, listen to what he's saying, essentially. This is what DJ is saying. If loving you is wrong, God, I don't want to be. Okay. In other words, when you know the truth, do you speak it? Do you live it?
Right.
That's what he's saying, essentially. How many of us, come on, talk to me. I'm going to get to you, Ms. Danielle. I see what you said. How many of us know somebody's done wrong and we don't tell them the truth all to save that relationship, but mess up the relationship that God told? See, if God showed you wrong, because he said, if you see your brother or sister in error, go to them in love and restore them, lest you be tempted and also fail. In other words, how many of us see people that we love doing wrong and we never tell them right for wrong? And I ain't talking about, hey, that's wrong. I'm talking about iron sharpening iron. Hey, you stop that or I ain't about to hang around you no more. Are you willing to tell that to your mom? Tell that to your dad?
Yeah.
Are you willing to tell that to your... Oh, hold on. Hold on. Are you willing to tell that to your boss? Hold on. I got a better. Watch this. Are you willing to tell it to yourself?
Come on.
Will you tell yourself that you're not going to hang around you no more? Because, you know, the Bible says, you know, that we should crucify ourselves on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Right? He said that we should not lean towards our own understanding. So, when we know the truth, what Mr. DJ essentially just said, Do you open up and share the truth, or do you keep quiet just to preserve the natural relationship? In other words, to be to not be disruptive. In other words, the second coming, the reincarnation of Peter. He denied Jesus three times. A lot of people
That's
think
right.
that denying Jesus is, oh, I don't know him. No. Denying Jesus
That's
is
right.
knowing the truth and not living it.
Come on.
Now, let's go there for a second. How you doing, Miss Christina? What'd you say, Miss Danielle? When God speaks, the word should be spoken without a second thought. And I agree with you, Miss Danielle. It should. But you know how many times we fail because we are in uncomfortable situations? See, we can talk about God on Monday night, but what about Saturday
go.
Night when we're about to go to the club?
There
what about
go.
Friday night when we're about to do something we have no business? What about Tuesday when we're at work and there's that coworker like God not at work, so I'm going to talk? See, what about
yeah.
us being honest yeah. and truthful then? What about it comes to us on taxes? How many kids we claim that we know not ours? Come on, y'all.
Mm.
It's tax season, right?
Mm-hmm.
How, man, hold on. Did we claim our tithes on the taxes? You know that's not right. But when we know the truth, do we not speak it? Do we not live it just to preserve the natural?
Break it down. Or when we hide our prayers over our food in front of coworkers. Some of us won't even pray over our food at the job.
Are you willing to be wrong in front of people just to be right for God? Now, you know when you say, yeah, I'm willing, I'm about that life, because God is loving you and wrong, I don't want to be right, you know that God will test you. But here's the thing, God won't test you without giving you the answer. So when Job was tested, Job already had the answers. Now you got to pull deep from within. I'm not talking about from within your emotions and your feelings. I'm talking about that which God has given you, that's in, greater is he that's in you, that's he that's in the world. See, the thing is, we got to pull from God. Because when we weak, he's strong. In other words, I can't overcome it. I can't overcome the ridicule. I can't overcome the persecution. I can't overcome my family not liking me, but I know who can. So they may talk about me like a dog, but that's okay. See,
yep.
if I maintain my integrity, now I can win even them over, the lost people.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how you know you love God so much and you're willing to be wrong in front of others, that you love God. In other words, you know, people will call you, you know, you think you God, you think you Jesus, you stuck up and snooty. That's cool because you trying to live your life like God, but when you was trying to live like the world, they ain't say nothing about you. Oh,
right.
man. Everybody mad when you in a real relationship. I'm talking about a real one with him. Because if nobody has ever been in a real relationship with God, you have yet to experience what is a real relationship. I know you're in love. I know he's doing for you. I know she's doing for you. I know y'all want to kiss every time y'all see each other. Please. That ain't no real relationship. It ain't real until God is involved. You can't love, if you can't properly love God, you can't properly love nobody else. Charity starts at home. Unless heaven ain't your home.
Amen.
Hello? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? What? What you say, Miss Danielle? Mr. DJ, Miss Danielle say, I've ministered in the club. I can't deal with the consequences of not opening. That's right. And y'all know what? And that's good, Miss Danielle. Y'all know that ministry is not necessarily opening your mouth. Ministry is opening your heart to God. In other words, God, use me. Because you can minister to somebody by just saying, I mean, not even saying the word. It's your lifestyle.
Yep.
Tupac,
right.
only God can judge me, and that's what all the world, he started ministering to, no. No disrespect. No disrespect at all. However, we have influence over people. They look at you daily. The Bible says that we should be living epistles read of men daily. We should be the Bible. In other words, if loving God is wrong, in other words, people should see you in your fiery furnace, and they should see you never break. You know how Job
right.
wiped to curse God and die? People should see you serving God even through the afflictions that you face. Some people don't like you because you educated. Some people don't like you. You light skin. Some people don't like you because you got blue eyes. Some people don't like you because you're a woman. Some people don't like you because you're a man and you're on your second match. It don't matter. Are you in love with God? When you're in love with God, it doesn't matter who don't like you. You don't hate them, but you're so in tune with the one you love to where it looks like you're being crazy. But it's okay. Look at the purpose behind it. They'll see that you shall never break.
Yes.
In other words, they'll see that their hate does not alter your future.
Come on.
Miss Tiana say, I have had to cut off one of my closest relationships with the truth. Members of my family agreed with my truth, but chose to accept the wrong. I had to separate with them too. That's right. They live your truth, Miss Danielle. Yeah. Oh yeah. Miss Latonya say many of us haven't or won't say anything because we say it has nothing to do with us. Ooh, that's strong. Hence, leading others astray and continuing to walk in sin. That's strong, Miss Latonya. Ooh, that's strong. What you say, Miss Rhonda? If they don't talk about you, then you need to check yourself. Miss Rhonda, I done heard people say that in the natural. If you don't got no haters, you ain't popping. In other words, if you don't got no people persecuting you, how are you walking in God? If they're not persecuting you, that must mean you look too much like them. You know, the Bible called us to be peculiar, Mr. DJ. Peculiar means to be different. You don't have to try and be different when you are different. See, when you love God, can I give y'all the definition? The Bible says, if you love me, you will obey me. You know how you tell somebody, if you love me, you'll do this, that, and other, you'll buy me that Gucci purse? Because if you love me, you'd have got me something for Valentine's. Well, God said, well, if you love me, you will obey me. Who can override what God say love is? Nobody, right?
That's okay, right. Good.
Some of you is wrong. I don't want to be right. Since we can't override God's definition of love, Mr. DJ, that means when we love God, we obey God. That means if we obey God, we will definitely look wrong in the world's eyesight. Because obeying God will have you doing things that they're not accustomed to.
Come on.
Hello?
Yes.
Y'all with me? How you
yes,
doing,
sir.
Calvin? Maurice, what's going on? Okay. Ms. Rhonda said, give your testimony. If you can't say anything else, cause you never know what they're going through, okay? Ms. Louise Hawkins, how are you? What'd you say, Ms. Danielle? Yes, others see it and are curious. That's right. They're looking at your lifestyle, people. So if loving God is wrong, we shouldn't want to be right. And all it is a cross-reference. You know what I'm saying? It's really a cross-reference. Loving God is never wrong, but to the world who does not understand God, it is.
Right.
Y'all following me?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Shabri had a question earlier. Ms. Shabri, if you're still there, can you repost your question? I'm trying to scroll up the screen.
I got it, Mr. Clark.
Ms. Tiana, what that question say? Y'all know me. I ain't trying to be politically correct. I'm from Glen Oak. And, you know, we just going to do what we do. What it says, Ms. Tiana?
It says, what similarities are there between the sufferings we face and those of Christ?
Whoa. Mr. DJ, if loving you is wrong, similarities are there between the sufferings we face and those of Christ? Those that Christ face? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
That's what she's saying?
I'm presuming that's what she's saying. Yes.
So, Mr. DJ, the question says, what similarities are there between the sufferings that we face here on earth and those that Christ face?
Well, there are a lot of similarities because Christ came in man form. So he came talking about the same God that we're talking about, and he was persecuted the same way we're persecuted. We're talked about just as if, you know, just like Christ was talked about. So there are a lot of similarities. Now, consequences is a different story, but there are a lot of similarities in how he was treated. You know, how he was treated about his father's business and trying to spread the word of the gospel. He would come to you and say who he is, but when he talked about his father, he got treated the same way we do when we get talked about for talking about our father.
But you know what, Mr. DJ? Here's a great point about that. Okay, she said yes, that's what she's talking about. Ms. Tiana said Christ paid the price for our sins, talked about beat on, placed on, in bondage, etc. Bear me. Okay. How you doing, Miss Shannon? Chauncey, what's going on? So y'all, check this out. Okay, what are the similarities between the sufferings we face here and the ones that Christ faced? Because if loving God is wrong, I don't want to be right. Check this out. What we face is easy.
Correct.
Mm. Come on.
As a matter of fact, we got the easier of the two similarities.
Mm-hmm.
They ever had to get on a cross and nails put in your hands? And your body weight was pulling down on
them? Nope.
Anybody had all this power in the world, like you had Oprah type of power, money, and nobody believed you had it?
Hmm.
Anybody had people who was around you, saw you performing miracles, and somebody stabbed you in the back, and they saw you perform miracles, and they still didn't believe it? They turned you over for $10?
Come on.
Although they are similar, he said, I'm going to go in head first. I'm going to love God, and I'm going to show you. He said that surely if the master suffered, the servant will. That means if you follow God, surely you're going to face suffering. Hence, the Bible says, a fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. Right? How you doing, Miss Renee?
Yes.
That means there's similarities, but we got the easy of the two. In other words, parents, that's like you have a relationship with your children, go through what you go through so they don't have to go through it as hard. Hello?
Come
Mr.
on.
Mr. DJ said the consequences were not the same. The similarities may be the same. The consequences, and you're right, Mr. DJ, because the consequence that God faced was he went to hell. He had to go there and handle some business. See, in other words, it didn't say how he was going to get there. It just said he had to go. So look how he got there, through sin.
Right.
The consequence of sin, still, God turned his back on Jesus Christ. Why do you think the veil was torn? Why do you think it got dark all of a sudden? Why do you think earth shook? Because if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. People thought what Jesus did, because he couldn't save himself off the cross, was wrong. Hmm. Was it so wrong? Because Mary, his mother, was crying. His disciples was worried. The man they had been following all this time, following. What? Hmm. But he had to. How you doing,
Mr. Look at the pressure, too, Mr. Carr. We would have been killed long. I said, look at the pressure, too. We would have been killed a long time ago. If I was here causing the undertaker to go out of business, I done turned the liquor store to make it close and go out of business. I done put the people who work at the hospital and medicine out of work. I done turned the lawyer in the courtroom out to where people ain't doing this and that and forgiving them. Then they would have killed me first. And
right.
That's exactly what he did. People don't understand when he performed miracles, everybody wasn't happy. Everybody wasn't happy when he performed the miracle.
But
I
check
think
this out.
People don't even think about that.
Check this out. The topic. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I'm a piggyback by what you just said, Mr. DJ. So he did it first. Y'all know how the Bible says we love God because y'all finish it. We love God because
he
what?
He first loved us.
First loved us, right?
Yes, right.
Are y'all with me? Miss Sharon,
mm-hmm.
Share a button on there somewhere. I don't know. It's around there somewhere. I don't know. There it though. Yeah, share. Everybody share this. Okay. The thing is, okay, God, he leads from the front because he's the head.
That's right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
See, if loving God is wrong, I don't want to be right. That means when you have much. See, we want to be the CEO. We want to be the boss. We want to be the CEO. We want to be all that. We want to be the head, the chief, just so we don't have to work as much but get the most pay. Actually, it's absolutely different. You know that's the world's way. That means we would be looking wrong in the world's eyesight because we should do it like God did. In other words, we should be the CEO, if that be the case, but we should be the ones out there getting dirty. Nobody should work harder than the CEO. That means, Lord, have mercy.
That's right.
Ooh, you shouldn't have a problem with scrubbing floors. I know you own the building, but you're the CEO. To whom much is given, much is required. Jesus scrubbed their feet. See,
that's
when
right.
You love God, You don't mind being wrong. Somebody will say, God, I ain't doing it. That's wrong. That is not wrong. But when you love God so much, it don't matter what they say, because their thoughts don't even enter into your ears, because your ears is filled with the word of God. I can't hear what they got to say. Y'all see how they go?
Where do we get that mentality from? We just got to have a title. You call somebody the chief janitor, they okay. If you just say, clean that up, no, sir. You get them a title, they all right with you then.
So y'all with me?
That's the truth. Yes.
I did on the cross. He had to get on the cross. People was viewing that as wrong. They viewed that as wrong. But he know that loving God, if loving my Father, you wrap me in flesh to be like you. Remember, God said he would meet you where you are. What you think he did? He had to come in flesh to meet us. Because if it had not been, how many of us really would have a relationship with God today?
Mm-hmm.
We would say stuff like this. You telling us to do something you never did. Well, he got you. He did it. He said, every sin that is known to man, he endured on the cross. Every affliction, he endured. Hence, he said, if I can love God and be viewed wrong, surely you can love God and be viewed as wrong. But it wasn't until he rose to where people had to recant their wrong by saying, Lord, have mercy. I thought he was wrong. Actually, he was right. He had to go to a place that he didn't want us to go to, take keys from it, so he had to get on the cross. He had to go to hell. He had to go to hell because he had to get on the cross. He had to become sin. You know how you kill two birds with one stone? Look at what he did. He became sin. He went down. He came back up.
Yes.
Hold him.
Yes.
But he had to be so humble. He had to be so humble. He said, shh, don't tell them who I am. Y'all know that.
Come on.
That's, I don't know about y'all. Woo, that's strong. Thank you for revelation, God. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. When you truly love God, you don't want people to know what God has given you. You just give it to them free. You know why? Listen, this is how you know people fall out of love with God and fall in love with the world. Because they must not know who I am. That's the mentality. But God said, I'm a humble myself. I know who I am. I don't want you to tell them.
Yeah.
My God. That's how you know you love God. When it's more of him, or shall I say all of him and none of you. Don't say more of God, less of you. No, all of God and none of you. That's how the relationship works. Hello, somebody. How you doing, Ms. Danielle, Ms. Chantel? Ms. Arlene, what you say? I'm the person in charge. I don't ask them to do nothing. I wouldn't do. All right, that's right. We are a team. There you go. Y'all got it? If loving you is wrong, who can sing it? I don't want to. I'm going to sing it for you. No, I ain't going to sing.
I want to be right.
Okay. So what's going on, Jerry? My brother. From another mother. So y'all get it, though? Okay?
Yes.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. So when we develop that relationship with God, then we can better have a relationship with people. Now watch this. The only time we can have a good relationship with people is that we first have a good relationship with God, and then the relationship that we have with people, God has bonded it together. You can't have a relationship with people without God and expect it to succeed.
Come on.
It may be doing good for a certain period of time, up until the day of judgment. Okay? Y'all right? Y'all with me? All right, then.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What it is, man. So, y'all, what we're going to do, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, we're going to pray, and we're going to conclude the call, but we're going to be back on next Monday. So make sure you chime in. Okay? Wednesday, we have Bible study at 8 p.m. The number is 225-364-0211. Mr. DJ, you want to go ahead and pray for us, please?
Yes, sir. Bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the humblest way that we know how. We've come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for feeding us and nourishing us on the word. Thank you for the leader and everybody that's listening under the sounds of my voice. and people that I can see and people that I can't see that have chimed in with us, Father. We want to come to you and ask a special blessing of safety, and also keep us on the path, Father. Help us to stay prayed up and on course for your word, as our goal and destination is to reach you. Help us to gain some understanding and knowledge of this word, and not just keep it to ourselves, but to share it with everyone else, Father. Bless our family, friends, enemies, and acquaintances. And we ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Hey, y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all next time, Bible study, and then on Monday. Okay, y'all have a great night. Make sure you share this, okay, because we can continue to share the word, grow, and have fun on Mondays. Y'all know how we do it. Y'all have a good night now.
Good night.
Good night.